And we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast, man. Womanizer Wednesday, but it's a Tuesday because we got to leave tomorrow. So let's get into it, guys.
Let's go.
We are back. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Fit Podcast, regular edition, man. It's Womanizer Wednesday, but on a Tuesday, because as you guys know, I'm going to be going to Dubai tomorrow night, and then Fresh is going to be going to Vegas. We got some things that we got planned, trying to, you know, grow and, you know, continue to stretch the tentacles of Fresh and Fit all over the world.
Divide and conquer.
Yes.
Networking,
guys.
Baby.
Got some big things planned, so... Anyway, quick announcements, guys. Rumble.com/Fresh and Fit. YouTube has a new policy on swearing, so we'll probably get canceled any day now.
Yeah, pretty much.
So go ahead and check us out over there, because if something does happen, you'll be able to find us over there on Rumble.com/Fresh and Fit. All right, guys, go ahead and check us out. Also, check out our locals, guys.
For Fresh, pre-streams, after streams, and sometimes behind the scenes with dating.
What about the Frank Castle from yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah, I kicked out an annoying ass chick yesterday.
That'll be uploaded tonight.
Yeah, that'll be uploaded for y'all. So, freshandfit.locals.com.
Actually, she made a whole stink about it, too, on social media, I think.
What'd she do? Like every other girl?
Complaining, yeah. As usual.
Yeah, it's always funny how, like, girls will come on the show, act ridiculous, get kicked off, and then go and make 20 stories complaining about how much we're dicks or how much we're jerks, blah, blah, blah. As you know, anyone really cares.
You know, it's always the single moms, man.
Yeah, it's always the single moms.
So much free time on their hands.
And the thing is that what I've noticed with girls on this show that, like, get kicked off and they go to their social media to talk smack, like, they want validation so bad. They want someone to be able to say, no, it's okay, girl. They're jerks, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're yearning for feeling good, even in the face of them making mistakes and getting positive reaffirmation for their poor decisions. That's how strong it is.
Something's missing there. Accountability.
Yeah, bro. Like, zero accountability. Like, you're acting like a clown, right? On a platform where you're a guest and you think, oh, let me just continue to behave this way and I should be allowed to stay. No, you're going to get kicked off. Like, what the hell do you think this is?
Yeah, pretty much. And I go over the rules and things like that. And the girls still don't understand. I mean, I don't charge them. It's free, you know, it's free clout. And
yeah,
the girls still act up, man.
You go to somebody's house, they have rules, you don't follow it. What's going to happen? You get kicked out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty obvious.
But... And you know, the crazy part is, yo, book in stores, niggas. Why Women Deserve Less. Hardcover version right here, guys. Okay, guys, the hardcover version. Okay. If this was, like, bro, it's getting to a point now, guys, where I can't even, like, explain this in my head. Because I look at it like, girls come on this show, they're disrespectful, they're rude, etc. And then I think to myself, why do they behave this way? And then I think to myself, oh, because they're simps. Because there's an entire society that, you know, continues to enable their bad behavior. No one ever tells them no. No one ever tells them that's wrong.
Social
no one ever tells
too.
Them that they're stupid, right? And they come from fucked up families. Because that girl, what was her excuse? I grew up rough. Da, 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 all the sob story shit. As if anyone cares, right? Because if I was a bum, no one's going to care that I'm a bum. They're just going to say, bro, we don't care about your excuses. What are you now? Oh, you're a bum? You don't get no cheeks. But girls, for some weird reason... don't extend you that same courtesy, but expect you to extend it to them where you're going to care about their trials and tribulations. No, we don't, bro.
Yep.
You know, it's just ridiculous how Western women are so entitled, so rude, so masculine. And the scary part is this, guys. We got a big podcast, right? Internationally known, multimillionaires, very successful, et cetera, right? I'm not saying that to boost my own ego. I'm telling you guys, if they treat us like that, what the fuck do you think they're going to do
in your own home
to a regular guy or to a you know, in your house?
That's the saying. They don't like most men.
Yeah, bro. So. This is like, guys, like, real talk. Watch how the women treat me, right? And think to yourself, damn, if they talk to Myron and behave like that, what the fuck is going to happen to me, bro? Look at what's going on with Andrew Tate right now.
That's when niggas
got two stupid ass hoes that are lying through their teeth with CCTV footage, which we showed you guys last week. Right? Lied and said, oh, we were great that we're being held against their will. And now our boy Andrew's in fucking jail for like he's been there for months.
And Tristan.
And Tristan.
Yeah.
And Georgiana. Off of women lying.
Wrongfully.
Guys, this is a cancer that's permeated throughout the world where women are out here lying, being bitchy, being rude, etc. And no one checks them on their fuckery, bro. Crazy. So if this could happen to us, to Andrew, guys will influence. Bro, y'all got to protect yourselves, man.
But now you know why niggas lie. Avoid this bullcrap. I understand, yo, my friend. Yo. Trust me when I say yo. I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. Sell him a dream.
Yo,
all right, brother. Megaphone.
This is why Fresh sells dreams, bro.
Listen, man.
Shut
up. Yo. We on Megaphone.
I don't blame Fresh, man. God damn.
He on Megaphone.
Dreams, man. He already knows.
Oh, God. We work at a small local radio station in downtown Miami.
Exactly, yeah. Mo.
That's what Mo tells girls when they ask him.
What do you do for a living?
Small local radio station.
Well, what's it called? Don't worry about it.
While he's doing the audible for Why Women Deserve Less.
Don't worry about it.
He's listening to the shit, editing it. It's like, wait, what is that?
Why Women Deserve More, of nothing.
Yeah, I'm gone. Yeah, I'm about to come out with a second book, bro. Why Women Deserve Even Less, and then the third book is gonna be Why Women Deserve the Least, and then the fourth book is gonna be Why Women Deserve Nothing.
You know what's funny? If you were in a book, Why Women Deserve More, you make probably even more money.
I would. Yeah, hell yeah.
Actually, I should write that book. Niggas call me a simp anyway, but I'll write that book myself. Shit, make some money.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
Oh, sorry, bro.
I tried, man.
My bad, dog.
We got to get off Twitch already?
Yeah, first was you, Myron, and now it's Fresh.
Well, I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, you did.
What'd I say?
The cause of simps and bad behavior.
Come on, man.
Yeah. All right, but it's all good, though.
Come on, bro. We just started the stream.
Well, bro, I know. Twitch is never going to be on our side anyway. Yeah. Twitch is never going to be ours. I tell you, bro. We're too messed up, bro.
Yeah, I kind of wanted... Because after we hit 1 million on YouTube, I was like, yo, let's take over Twitch. But
hell no.
I don't know if we'll make it long enough to.
We definitely won't.
Yeah.
When we get up in Algo, Mod's coming here like, nuke these guys. Get them out.
Yeah. Lasan Lobby would probably like contact the top people at Twitch. Like, oh, they're on Twitch. Get them out of here.
SQC.
You know?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Lasan Lobby, you talked all this shit. Fresher and Fit aren't really relevant like that. Bro, we got more subscribers than you on YouTube, bro. What are you talking about?
Listen, man, hard work pays off, man.
Hard work pays off. And you've been on here how long, right? Reporting a bunch of bullshit. Fucking clowns, man. All the guys that talk shit about us, bro, that like, oh, look at these misogynists. These guys are incels. Surpassed all the niggas, bro. Like, real talk, it's hilarious. All of our biggest detractors from like a year and a half, 2 years ago. Bro, where y'all at now? Lapped y'all, man.
We wish you the best.
We just got one more couple to surpass, and that's going to be very soon. And y'all know what I'm saying.
Couple of clowns
from Canada that like to get milked. All right, let's keep going. FreshFitPodcastStore.com, guys. Check us out over there.
Get the merch.
Chris is a bum shirt in stores right now, guys. There it is right there.
Yo, if you wear and tag us, I'm going to repost that shit on the main page.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Chris on a bench, bro.
Yo, with the papers.
Might make a Hobo and Screech shirt too for y'all.
Oh, God.
All right. Also, guys, check us out on Fresh and Fit Clips. As y'all know, we post all the best parts of the show there. We got 8 shorts per day, 6 clips per day, posting all kinds of content on there, man. This channel's almost at 40 million views a month. So do me a favor, guys. Subscribe to the channel, okay? Take a second right now. Stop what you're doing. Go over to this channel, Fresh and Fit Clips. Hit that subscribe button, okay? So we can hit 1 million subscribers. So we have 2 golden plaques so we can flex on those 2 golden losers up there in Canada, if y'all know what I'm saying, and all the other dorks as well.
And also, look. The podcast is kind of long. This is the best parts of the podcast right here for you. So check it out, man.
Yeah, man. We go hard in the paint, man.
Guys, vlog channel is up and running. We're posting way more shorts now, but at the same time, our trip to Dubai, all of our escapades are on the vlog channel. Go check it out. And I made a network called CEO Network, guys. You can come into that, get a lot of value. And as well, we have mentors in there for trading, fitness, real estate, whatever you need, guys. My personal network is your network, CEO Network. So go get in there, check it out. 200 getting away. Let's go. 20 can away. Let's go. Okay.
You still got to go. Oh, yeah, you did both. Okay. Check me out on Fed 1811. Last episode I did was Chris Watts. And then this Thursday, I actually filmed 2 different episodes of Fed for y'all. I finally did BMF. I was able to get a good quality version of the documentary I talked about, BMF Rise and Fall.
Let me
I filmed that yesterday. And then I also got Hezbollah, the most violent terrorist cell prior to Al-Qaeda 9/11. I'm also going to do a podcast on that. So we got a terrorism case. We got a drug trafficking case. We got a family murderer case. We got serial killers. We got everything, guys. No one covers as many crimes as I do. and different types of crimes on YouTube, like me, man. All these other losers, right? They fucking, these bimbos are putting makeup on and talking about Jeffrey Dahmer. Shit is trash, bro. It's whack. I'm over here showing you all the facts, how investigations are really done, etc. So go check it out. Fed 1811. I might drop the Hezbollah one for you guys on Thursday or BMF. I'll see. Maybe I'll do a poll, see what y'all want. But they're both filmed and ready to go for you guys while I'm in Dubai. So you have Fed content.
And the book.
Also, yeah, guys, get the book. Hardcover version is in stores right now. Why Women Deserve Less. I know you guys can see that in the front. This is because this is the author's copy or version. But it won't have that gray bar in there. But yeah, guys, get the book. All right. It's in stores right now. The hardcover, paperback, Kindle. And Audible is coming very soon. Mo finished recording it. Well, I recorded it with my own voice. Mo edited it. We put it into the Audible system. We're just waiting on a review. They didn't like our cover, so it delayed it a bit. But it should take about maybe 1 week. So. It takes about 10 days total, they said. So haters. Hopefully, yeah, they're hating. Yeah, yeah, haters, yeah, they're just definitely hating.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have that Audible version out for you guys. I know you guys have been asking me a million times, yo, where's Audible? I hate reading. Fuck that shit. I get it. It's going to be out very soon for y'all. And the book's all short, too. It's only 86 pages because, well, of course, women deserve less.
I tell you, bro, I'm going to write a book. Why did they deserve more? I got so much attention.
Panic, boom!
Okay, guys, today we're covering 5 things you need to do to maintain your relationship or rotation.
Yes.
So,
but first, we're going to hit the chats
first.
Okay, we'll hit these chats first, and then we'll get into it.
All right.
Serious question. What's the best response to older women who say, you're a baby, after telling them my age? I'm 23. Ooh. You might have to start lying about your age, my friend.
Yeah, bro. I wouldn't even mention your age if you could avoid it.
Yeah, if you're 23 and you're talking to women that are significantly older than you, it's going to hurt you if you tell your age.
Yeah, just act and be mature when you're around them. That way they're like, oh.
Figure out how old she is first. All right? And then you go ahead and you kind of counter it where you're like at her age and whatever. But here's the thing. She might ask you probing questions that will show that you're not old, right? Like she might, let's say you're 21. And she'll be like, oh, okay, where'd you graduate from school? I finished school here. Oh, okay, tell me about that. You know what I mean? So,
and then you tell her your age. She's like, oh, you're young. You'd be like, age is just a number. Too late, my friend.
Yeah.
She already knows.
Yeah, unless like she's like some cougar in his Vegas you and y'all are bro? Drunk or some
you
shit.
You smash like. First, then if she finds out, it don't matter.
Yeah.
That was some good young dick, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back.
But most of the time, bro, girls that are attractive, that got their, you know, that got options and shit, they're going to want a guy that's better than them. And a lot of the times, guys that are older than them are able to afford them certain things that a young guy just won't be able to. You know, yeah. It is what it is. That's one of the things about being a young man. I ain't going to lie to y'all, man. Your value is low, bro. When you're 23 years old as a dude, 18 years old as a dude,
yeah,
you're pretty useless to society a lot of the time.
You should be focusing on leveling up yourself, man.
Yeah.
At that point.
And even if you got money and you're young, you're still not going to command the same level of respect from women if, you know.
You need experience.
Yeah. People are still going to try to little bro you and shit like that. So it is what it is, guys. Men get better with time like wine. So, you know, just enjoy the journey. But at 23 years old, bro, you know, yeah, your value is significantly lower than a girl's. The Grim Reaper. Myron, do the Tates come back to the land of the free after all this BS passes? Also, Fed it is fire. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Grim Reaper. I doubt it, man. Andrew doesn't like the United States. Militant 13. Yo, Myron, can you give us more details about your trip to Dubai? Yeah, I'm going to be out there filming some content. Going to try to do some collabs with you for y'all. And yeah, I'll be out there with Sneeko. And then we got Ishan Nair goes, yo, you guys, amazing. Myron, thank you so much for your book. It helped me so much in understanding my relationship better. Please never stop doing what you guys are doing. You are saving lives and making careers. Thank you so much, my friend. Nice. And that is why we do what we do, bro. That is why we're going to continue to keep doing what we're doing and why I see us as way better than people like Apple and Peach. Fresh, where's the Vegas meet and greet?
Not when I go. I'm not doing meet and greet. Nigga, I'm going there. I'm going for the Rumble event with Dana White, and I'm in and out. Boom, gone.
Okay, he's trying to get out of there.
Yeah, bro.
It's really pissing me off when people are calling out the ladies y'all mess with. Low value energy. People call it the girls that we're with. Me time halfway. Yeah, well, it is what it is. Meet me halfway. I don't play games. What car does Chris walk to in your outro? A motor scooter parked behind a Range Rover?
Nigga has no car for real, though. Why do you buy a car, nigga?
So what?
Why don't you buy a car?
Nigga, I'm a Brickle. What the fuck am I driving to? Down the street?
Okay, that's fair.
Well, then you'd be Ubering yourself everywhere because you're lazy. After the show, you'd be Ubering yourself
everywhere.
Yeah, and it's like, bro, like, yo, you only live like 4 or 5 blocks from here.
Well, I did it one time because my fucking back hurts, so I can't walk too far. So, you know.
Why does your back hurt?
I don't know, man.
You been bending over, nigga?
No, nigga.
Well, you know he ain't working out. nigga, lifting Henny. That's what he doing.
Wait, Chris, but you do work out, right?
Yeah, but I was in a car accident twice. So,
okay.
Yeah, so.
Good excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, you can. You can't drive. Okay. Then, boys, Myron, we can't wait to see you in Dubai and discuss how we can make Fresh and Fit grow. Hey, man. I don't know what you're talking about, but I ain't meeting with them boys, if you know what I'm saying. Pros Gaming goes, thanks, guys, for being awesome. Also, Chris, say this. Oh, no.
Myron.
Yeah, that shit annoying as hell.
Myron.
That shit annoying. Oh, my God.
What the fuck? Just like them.
Speaking of rotations, I know Myron trying to add the Virgin for Ecuador to the team after she mentioned Sudan. Nah. Denadre, $5. Nah,
not
bro.
Bad.
Cesar Aguilar, $5. Shout out to Evanette for doing God's work out here, and shout out to Myron for maintaining his frame last night and showing leadership versus that 304. Yeah, bro. I mean, she tried to get a rise out of me, and she failed. But then once she started being disruptive, I was like, you're just going to fuck off the show, bro. The better dog shit advice. What the hell? How do you guys feel about Andrew inviting Aiden Ross and not you guys? And would you have him on the show? Destiny just chewed him up about the dance. Here's the thing, guys. You want me to take this one or you want to take this?
Go right ahead, man.
You sure?
Go ahead, man.
Listen, guys, it's a chess move, my friends. As you guys know, Andrew is a chess player.
Mm-hmm.
Aiden has a big audience, right, of all different types of people from different demographics. Yes, we have a big audience too, but not to the same extent as him. And he has the youth. So our audience mostly is between most of our audience actually falls in the 25 to 40 year old range.
Yeah.
Right. We do have a good amount of guys that are growing every day from that, you know, 18 plus. But most of our audience are pretty much adults. So Aiden has a huge audience of more impressionable and younger guys. And it's just from a, you know, how do I say this? From an exposure standpoint, it makes more sense.
Yeah.
So we're never going to get mad at our guy for making a chess move to get his message out to a bigger audience. You understand? Like, we don't take stuff like that personal. It's business.
Yeah, business.
Yeah. So
networking, baby.
Yeah, bro. And like I said before, we know the Tates personally, bro. Like, we're not like, oh, what the fuck? They didn't pick us. Like, nah, bro. It's a business move. Like, I told it when he did that, I was like, yeah, it makes 100% sense. Monarchist won $20. Yo, I'm in Maryland. Man, it's boring here. What the fuck? Yo, what the fuck with the blue haired guy, man? He speaks from a position of privilege. Time is money, and money is time. Literally, jobs pay per hour for your time. What the fuck does he not get props? FNF.
Monarchist won. You be hilarious, bro.
What is he? Blue haired guy.
I think he means Destiny.
Oh.
Oh, no.
All right. Genesis Coop. I listened to both your podcasts and H3. When y'all going to debate? Bro, you H3 will never debate us, bro. They're fucking... you guys already saw the DMs. I already, like, went ahead and showed you guys, bro, that whole conversation.
I will literally bring them a coconut from Barbados.
Yeah. They'll say some dumb shit. Are you guys vaccinated? Like, bro, come on, man. They're fucking bots. Clemens, 20-year-old girl who loves your channel. Appreciate that. We've been getting a lot of girls watching your channel recently, man. Shout out to all y'all, man. Solo K, $5. Myron, I noticed you only follow certain girls on Instagram after the show. What the strategy with that? Business or potential mate? Put me on game.
Why does that even matter, bro?
Yo, y'all niggas be... Damn,
see,
what the hell?
This is why I don't follow no girls on Instagram anymore, bro. None. Y'all niggas weird, man.
Yeah, they be messaging them, too.
Yeah, like,
yo, you smashed her, bro. You smashed my fresh.
How's Fresh's dick? I'm like, what the fuck? Bro, what's wrong with you, man?
It's from Anon accounts, too. It's weird.
Yeah, I'm like...
Guys, that shit is weird,
man. Like, who is this? I'm like, nigga, I don't know. What the fuck is that? Man.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all...
Just know she enjoyed it.
Fresh, that's what... Y'all made Fresh stop doing those date vlogs, bro.
Bro, I'm done. I'm done. My life is now private because of y'all niggas, man. Listen, my rotation, bro, is... Listen, man, screw y'all niggas, man. Anyhow,
yo,
we brought it
the
back.
Best one. You brought that girl to Barbados with you? Niggas messaged her and said you fucking much.
Yeah, you know I forgot about our vlog.
Yo, niggas.
I forgot about our vlog, man. I forgot. But yeah,
they're calling her N-word lover and saying, like, we gonna find you, lynch you on the show. I was like, what the hell?
Some old white man apparently messaged her on Facebook, like, I'm going to kill your family, you mud shark. I'm like, what the fuck? You fucking niggers? We don't like those niggers over here. You're tainted.
Oh, you got to just say it all the way, huh?
Oh, wait. You're not supposed to?
This four nigga, no, bro.
Oh, my gosh, Fresh.
Yo, what the fuck, bro?
God
you
damn,
stupid.
Oh, he gives me a lecture before the show. Hey, bro.
Yeah, don't
hey,
swear, bro. It's not a curse word.
Don't get me swearing, bro.
Is that a curse word?
ER, yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh.
ERS.
Oh.
Yeah, with the ER. Come on, man.
Forget it then.
Yeah.
Niggas. Niggas.
Bro, this guy Fresh got
Fresh.
No.
Okay.
Oh, American
awareness. I'm thinking the F word. That's what I'm thinking. Okay.
No,
cool.
Man.
All right, moving on. Bro, moving on, Smarly.
You stupid.
Anyway, but yeah, y'all, after that, Fresh had to stop doing date vlogs, man. Y'all were harassing that poor
and
girl.
Now I'm a man
saying a bunch of crazy shit to her.
I'm a changed man, man of God, and I will just be faithful.
Oh, God. I ain't gonna lie, though. I looked at them DMs. That shit was funny.
To my one queen, okay?
Yes, sir.
To my one queen.
Yo, listen, man. Y'all can say whatever you guys want to say, but racist people are funny. They are entertaining. You know what I mean? Like, it's
stupid. I just find it funny, yeah.
But it is funny. Yeah, we don't, bro. See, there's a difference between us and all these fucking softies, right? Like Larik Lashid or whatever the fuck. Oh my God, that's racist. That's so fucked up. I look at that shit and I laugh. You want to know why?
Words
call
don't
me. Sand N-word or, well, this was Sand or whatever the fuck, because Fresh already fucked it up. If they call me that, I just laugh because I'm like, bro, I don't get offended by it's words.
Yeah.
Words only have power if you allow them to have power.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get mad about what someone says on the internet about my skin color. Shit's hilarious. Whatever, man. Racism makes great jokes. No hard R. No hard R. And that's from Rash LaBelle. Shout out to Rolla Tomasi in the house. Chris, we read this one, I think. A Clemens, 20-year-old girl.
Chris drunk.
Okay. Solo K. Myron, nope, got that one too.
Crystal drunk.
Chris already drinking Henny.
One second, because I lost the chat, but.
We do it live.
Yeah. Yo, Big Bro Myron, really wanted to start with my whitening my teeth. What type of whitening strips do you recommend? Also, thanks for the 765 credit score. Helps a lot being 19 years old. Have better credit when than my dad.
W,
yeah,
man.
That's what's up, my friend. Yo, should we do an episode for them on hygiene?
We should, actually.
Yeah, we should do an episode for y'all.
I would say out of all the girls' issues with guys, that's the biggest one, hygiene.
Yeah, we'll do one for y'all on hygiene.
Because they won't tell you, but they'll be like, nah, this nigga stinks. Or
yeah, but yeah. To answer your question, bro, Crest white strips. Is what I use. I don't go to the dentist and get it whitened because it's more expensive and actually will make your teeth more sensitive. So Crest white strips will do it. It's a little bit slower, right? It'll take about a week, 2 weeks to for you to see actual results. And that's assuming you do it almost every day, which some of your teeth might not be able to handle it. But that's how I do it.
And there's a remedy for natural causes, baking soda you can use as well.
The hell, nigga?
Yeah, it's an island thing. Yeah, it works. Just me works.
God damn. Yeah. Okay. All right. Monarchus won $20. Yo, guys, you guys need to carry Passport Bros Community and RP and MGTOW groups on your shoulders. As a sole leader, is one thing. Can you turn the YouTube plaques into a WWE champ belt with the YouTube, with the YTS, and also get the No Chance Hell sub?
Bro, what you be saying, bro? It's like you be talking like how I talk. How he types, that's how I talk. Hieroglyphics.
Nigga said, yo, give me the Fresh keyboard. Yeah, we don't know what you
Mars,
saying,
what
bro.
Mars, shout out to you,
the
bro.
What you saying, man?
I don't know what you saying.
Nigga, man. Nigga speaking of foreign language, you speaking Fresh and Ease.
Fresh and Ease.
Okay. Corey, man of God, goes, if any of you want to boost your network and inherently your net worth, join up the CEO network. It has too much value in there. Shout out to the whole team, and I hope y'all have safe travels. Jeez.
Guys,
yep, absolutely.
I have spent my entire career meeting people from around the world, successful in their careers, in their expertise, and I'm giving you that for $100, literally, all my resources, bro. That's crazy.
So. How does personal loans affect your ability to buy property? Well, if you take a personal loan, it's going to negatively impact your credit if you don't pay them back. And it'll mess with your debt-to-income ratio, which will affect your ability to secure a loan. Just to know, Chris has a set of house keys to park to a park bench.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny as fuck.
Honey, I'm home.
Yeah.
We do a lot.
Good one, Fresh.
Yo.
We do a lot.
What the fuck? He said he got a set of keys to a park bench?
Where's the Henny, babe?
Yo, this Chris is a bum meme is literally hilarious, bro.
Yo, tag us, man.
Yo, man.
We're going to repost it for you, bro. Yo. Trust me. We got you.
You ever bring in Cheyenne Reynolds on? Yeah, if she comes to Miami, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to her, man.
One hater just got arrested for DV a few years ago. They broke in and called someone a rapist. Now Donkey Kong and Joe Budden are in the same boat.
What the fuck?
Donkey Kong and Joe Budden? Mm. I think he means Joe Budden, but who's the Donkey Kong, though?
I don't know.
Joe Budden a fucking loser, too, bro. That whole channel is dead, bro.
That nigga old, man.
He irrelevant nowadays, man. He needs to bump it up over there on his channel. That shit trash.
That nigga old as hell.
What the fuck, bro? He's the king of virtue signaling, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Fucking clown, man. Guillermo Reyes. Here's the other thing, too, real quick. As far as, like, these virtue signaling podcasts, like the Joe Budden podcast and Flagra, etc., keep in mind, guys, they've been on YouTube way longer than us. They've been in showbiz way longer than us. They've fucking created an audience. They get big guests on, etc. Why do we still get more views and we're more popping than they are right now?
Just adding massive value.
Because we add value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Joe Budden ain't giving y'all no value. He out here beating on chicks. Fuck out of here. I think that's what King Life was talking about.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Nigga hitting girls with the Stone Cold Stunner. Talking shit about us. Guillermo Reyes goes, shout out to my boy Aiden. I put him on that Fresh and Fit life. He's slowly escaping this matrix. Also, what is the best credit card for a 760 credit score? I've seen other videos, but I didn't see which card was the best one for someone who has good credit. It depends on what you want, my friend. At that point, when you're at 760, you could get different credit cards that give you different benefits, whether it's cash back, travel, etc. Go ahead and get you could get any of those. And we did one for beginners.
Yeah.
When I come back from Dubai, we'll do another one on the best cards for travel and then one for cash back as well.
Listen, man, I just copped literally my first two Amex cards.
Oh, look at you.
Business, buddy.
Hey.
Now I'm part of Amex here.
Down to the dark side.
I start with Chase.
Yeah,
work my way up.
Trash.
Hey, man, Chase is a good beginner. All right.
Boom,
it's a beginner.
Advanced. Yeah, the Sapphire things. The trash.
Listen, man, travel's good.
Yeah, if it ain't Amex, we don't care. The only thing about Amex that sucks, though, I'll give you guys a warning. When you go international, a lot of places don't take Amex.
Don't take it.
So make sure you still have that Visa and the MasterCard somewhere. All right? Where are you here?
Let's start.
Cool.
Okay.
All right, guys. Countdown.
All right. Go ahead. You hit the first one.
1 to 5.
So, yeah, we're going to go over 5 ways to maintain your rotation, and this is going to be number one.
Round one, fight.
All right, guys. So you found a girl. She passed her tests. She deserves a relationship. You choose her, right? Now, obviously speaking, you might want multiple or one. Up to you. However, how do you keep this thing going, right? Because obviously speaking, you might mess it up. What you need to do is be a man of value. This means many different things.
Fitness, oh, shit. Hold on. Damn. Oh. We should tell them why they need to have rotation first. All right. So I'll give the little prologue for Okay. So, okay, guys. Before we go over the topics of what you need to know, this is a cold, hard reality you guys got to understand, okay? You need to have an abundance mindset, okay? That's where you need to end up as a man, having an abundance mindset. Now, how do you get to have an abundance mindset as a man? The only way you're going to have an abundance mindset as a man is if you're sourcing and dealing with multiple girls at the same time, okay? Because what that's going to do is it's going to allow you to be what I call a diversified investor, okay? When you're a diversified investor, if the market crashes, you're not worried because even though one investment you have might be coming down, another one is going up, okay? Because typically when something goes down, something else comes up, right? When it comes to, you know, finances or the market, unless it's, you know, annihilation day or doomsday. But regardless, I need you guys to apply an investor's mindset when it comes to girls. And what I mean by this is don't put all your eggs in one basket. You need to be dealing with and talking to a lot of different girls. And the reason for that, guys, is because it creates a natural abundance mindset in your head. And the reason why this is so important is because when you go and you talk to another girl or when you're sourcing women, what's going to happen is you're going to come off in a very indifferent manner, okay? And what I mean by that is when you talk to her, when you convey your value, when you, you know, try to demonstrate higher value, etc., it's going to come from a very organic place. And here's the thing about women, guys. Women are socially superior to men. They're able to tell, right, if you're comfortable talking to them, if you're able to be a good leader. They're able to see little things, little nuances that you might not even be able to pick up on. And they're going to be – that's why girls say stupid shit like, it's all about the vibe. It's all about the energy. It's all about how he makes me feel. Translation. You need to be secure in yourself that she's not that important, okay? One more time for y'all. When girls say, it's about the vibe, it's about how I feel, it's about the energy, blah, blah, blah. What that means in English from womanese is, I like that you're not too invested in me, and that shows me from your actions, the way that you talk with me, that you probably have other girls in line. So it takes pressure off of me to have a deal with you, and it puts me in a situation where I'm comfortable dealing with you because you've done this before, okay? This is why guys that aren't good with women or guys that are virgins or guys that are very shy and nervous around women, turn them off. It's not because you're you know, weird or creep or anything else like that. It's that your inexperience says volumes about your value as a man. This is why women, right, they'll lie and come on the podcast and be like, I don't like a guy that gets around. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Yes, you do. Because when a guy has girls around him, it's already known he has something correct about him, whether it's status, income, game, charm, charisma, good looks. Having women around you makes you more attractive. But unfortunately, you have to build yourself up to that point. And you do that by talking to a lot of girls, having options, right, from sourcing different girls, getting that natural abundance mindset. And then what that's going to do is it's going to make you naturally confident, okay? Then you'll be in a prime position to be able to maintain a rotation. And here's the other reason, too, why it's important to have a rotation. if one girl misbehaves, which is inevitably going to come, all right, they're going to try to, you know, shit test you or disrespect you, blah, blah, blah. You're going to be able to stand on your two feet and say, don't do that again. Okay. And when you're able to tell a girl no, or I don't like this, etc., and you correct bad behavior, that says volumes about you as a man. So the reason why it's important for you guys to have a rotation or have multiple women, etc., even if you don't, you need to act like it. I want you guys to actually have it so that it's authentic. But if you got to fake it till you make it, that's fine too. The reason why I want you guys to do that is because when you have girls in line, other girls will get in line. Okay. That's how it goes. You need to have women for women to respect you and to get more women. It's like passive income. You know, if you got $1 million and you're getting dividends from it, that comes, you're making that money because you already have money. Girls are very similar, man. If you want to get passive hoes, you got to already have hoes.
Yeah. You ever notice, right? When you're single, girls are like curving you, dodging you. The moment you get a girlfriend, they're like flocking to you. I'm like, what's going on here?
What?
Hey, man, they feel the energy. They can see that you're that type of guy. Fuck? Now, number one is being a man of value, right? As we all know, in today's climate, bro, if you're not leveling up in life, if you're not the chosen one, so to speak, you're not working on yourself, you're losing your feeling. Now, when you're a man of value, right, women want you. They see who you are. They see what you do. They see what you're about. That ambition, that drive, it turns them on. At the same time, before we even get there, if you're not a man of value, right, you meet a chick, she's going to size you up. Okay, what does he do? What is he about? Is he good looking? Is he taking care of himself? Is he hygienic? All these things come into play. However, if the girl's actually into you and you spend time with her, she's going to be like, damn, what are we? That's how you know you're a man of value, because once again, she's into you, she sees progress, and she wants to lock you down. So a man of value means many things. But for the most part, you can focus on fitness, mindset, and also as well, you need to always maintain your frame. So as a guy, right, you're going through life, you're trying to figure things out. You find a hot chick, you find a girl that you're into. Perfect. Now, being a man of value means you're her best option. And the biggest thing, guys, is like, you can be on a dating app, you can meet her in person, you can meet her anywhere. The point is, when you meet her, how do you make her feel? How do you keep that shit going when it's like, okay, she's so many options, how do you stand out? And once again, not many guys are a man of value because, once again, it's not easy, it's not going to be the best route possible, but I'm telling you, work on your fitness, work on your mindset, work on your game, and at the same time, when you're a man of value, they choose you. Now, it's up to you to decide if she deserves... It's up to decide if she deserves it or not. But at the same time, sorry, God.
Oh my God.
But at the same time, man, like, become a man of value, because once you become a man of value, options open up. Screw you, bro. I had a brain fart there, bro.
Hasn't been going to a speech therapist.
that's one mess up, bro. I didn't want mess up. We do it live, man.
Did we ever tell y'all the story of what happened when he first met with this speech therapist, guys? Yo, so Fresh did his first consultation with the speech therapist, right? The speech therapist is like, okay, so what do you do for a living? Nigga says, I got a podcast. And she was like, wait, what? You get paid to speak? And he was like, yeah. She couldn't fucking believe it.
Not the cat.
Well, she did find me quite charming, though. Niggas,
I got after the fact. Like, but, he was like, wait, what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck?
Yo.
Listen, bro. I messed it one time. Go ahead.
All right.
Man of value.
Okay. So number two, guys. Okay. And remember, this isn't in like necessarily in an order of importance. You just need to have all these things in place. Is always having game. And what we mean by this, guys, by always having game, is that you need to be constantly, you know, sourcing girls. And that's what I talked about before, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this. Now, this might be a little bit toxic, but guys,
Masagi,
if you got your shit together as a guy, right, and your girl knows what type of dude you are, there's nothing wrong every now and then with flirting with a chick that in front of your girl. Yeah, and I know. Oh my God, that's so messed up. Listen, man, your girl needs to always be uncomfortable. All right, guys, and I know this might be like for y'all. Oh my God, this is so toxically masculine advice. Blah blah blah. Women only respect what they have to earn and what they have to maintain to keep. Okay, one more time for y'all, okay? Women only respect and want something that they have to fight to keep and maintain and or preserve, okay? You guys got to understand that when a woman goes through her life, most of the time, she's never had to work for the affection of a man. Everything has been given to her on a silver platter, okay? So when you flip the script and she feels like, damn, I'm fighting to keep this guy, guess what happens? Something magical. She's chasing you. And when girls chase you, guess what doesn't end up happening? She's not out here being a fucking hoe, marketing her body all over the place to other men because she is too busy trying to catch you, okay? But the problem is that a lot of you guys get in a relationship with a girl, you get comfortable. By default, she then gets comfortable. Once she gets comfortable, she gets bored. Once she gets bored, she starts to say, can I do better? Once a girl asks herself that question, bro, it's pretty much
game over.
Your girl should never be asking herself, can I do better? She should always be saying, am I doing enough? One more time for you. Guys, burn this shit into your brain. Your girl should never be saying, can I do better? She should be asking herself instead, am I doing fucking enough? The problem is that you guys let your girlfriend get way too fucking comfortable, and then that's when the disrespect begins. Women give you the best treatment when they're uncomfortable. And guess what? Most girls go through their entire fucking life being comfortable with simps, suckers, dorks, giving them money here, there, etc. If this was 1950, you probably wouldn't have to do all this shit. But guess what? We live in a simp economy where guys give women attention and resources for nothing more than the fact that they have a fucking vagina and exist. So now you, the only thing you could do as a man to combat this is you must go ahead and give negative reinforcement to that girl most of the time when she behaves poorly and let her know that her place is not secured. Listen, man, I wish it wasn't this way. I wish it was a Disney fairy tale where you can be the knight in shining armor, being a gentleman, giving her flowers every day, being kind, sharing love letters, all this fucking pussy shit. But those days are fucking done, okay? Let's go into a dream world real quick. You're 18 years old. You just turned 18. You get a DM from Kim Kardashian. Hey, I'd like to fly you to LA. Oh, wow. That's cool. Then you get hit up by some other girls, Jennifer Aniston. What the fuck? I wasn't even alive when this bitch was popping. Hey, how are you? Then all of a sudden you go to the bar and girls are just giving you free drinks. What? This is awesome. Next thing you know, some fucking princess from Africa offers to fly you out.
You know the way?
Do you know the way?
Do you know the way?
I'll bring you to Nigeria. Damn, I never been to Nigeria. The next thing you know, some other fucking girl, baddie, cover of Sports Illustrated, says,
y'all,
I'll fly you to fucking Ibiza, Spain. You want to come hang out with me for 3 days? Whoa, this is awesome. So you think to yourself, you know what? Let me put my fucking Cash App in my Instagram. Let's see what happens. Next thing you know, fucking $1,000 here, $200 here from some other fucking guy. Then all of a sudden you go to the club. Everyone is fucking trying to get you in their section. Let me ask y'all something. How would you niggas behave at 18 years old if you were getting this kind of treatment?
Ooh. Living
you
life.
Would be a piece of shit, wouldn't you?
Living life.
You would literally think the world owes you everything. You're fucking special. Nobody could tell you nothing. You would be like, yeah, I'm that. Meanwhile, you're 18 years old. You haven't accomplished shit. You haven't done anything. You have nothing to your name. You have no tangible skill sets, nothing. But you're dealing with women that have accomplished a bunch and they're trying to go ahead and hang out with you. Tell me what that would do to your psyche. See what I just did there? This is why you must make your girl uncomfortable at all times, because all these other dorks and losers have made her life extremely comfortable for nothing more than the fact that she has a vagina. So you got to come in and be the fucking equalizer. Okay, guys? This is why I tell y'all, don't fucking simp. Always have other women. Never make her feel like she's the priority in your fucking life, because women don't know how to behave when they get good treatment. Okay? Thanks to the internet, Instagram, dating apps, etc. This is this new strategy you must employ in 2020 fucking three. It's not 1950 anymore. Chivalry is dead and women killed it.
Don DeMarco. I want to add one more layer to this number two. You must have game. So after this fact that Myron posted earlier regarding having multiple girls in your rotation, have her see that kind of like effect. Once she's in your rotation,
hold on,
right?
Chris, real quick, stop the show.
What happened?
Some dumb whore, Mia Jamone or some shit, said worst advice. Y'all want to know why?
Bullshit advice.
Why, you want to know why?
From her.
She's saying that shit? Because what I've just done is I've given you guys the power.
The game, yeah.
Right? To not have women have the leverage. When you have other girls, women lose leverage because their only leverage that they have, guys, is sexuality. This is why podcasts like this, women are fucking triggered, because we tell y'all the truth about you're the one that actually has the value, not fucking them. They get lose their fucking minds. Okay? So girls will do anything in their power to shut down guys that reveal the game and expose it, because women only really have one fucking trick. They're a one-trick pony. Oh, let me just show my body and sexuality. Yeah. That's why when girls are single, what do? Go to the gym, post more sexy pictures on Instagram, etc. That's the only fucking thing they can do. So when you go ahead and you take that power away and you have other women, they can't do shit to you. They can't fucking stop you, okay? What feminism has done, guys, is it's inadvertently given the power to guys that think like us. Guys that have their shit together, guys that have options, guys that have money, guys that are in the gym that take care of themselves, etc. Women have pretty much inadvertently given all the leverage to the higher status guys. I want y'all to get in that top 10% so that you guys have your pick of the litter and you treat these women the same way that they treat the bottom 90% of men, as expendable fucking commodities. Girls don't like it when they don't have the leverage and they get mad at guys like me that teach you how to use the fucking leverage. But you must become successful first so you can go ahead and put these girls in the same fucking sex zone that they put all those guys in the friend zone. Sorry, my bad.
Well said.
Yeah, I had to let the people know, because of course some bimbo's going to say some dumb shit like that every time, bro.
On the other side, if you want to maintain this girl in your rotation, right, you got to have game no matter what. As we know, guys, we get a girlfriend, or we get a girl in our rotation, we get comfortable, and we start having game, which means, for example, you start having date nights, you start taking her out, you start being that man that you first met. If that happens, all in all, guys, I'm telling you right now, she's going to get bored, she's going to be like, what is this, and she might just walk away. So my thing is, like, if you want her in your rotation, if you don't, it don't really matter, but if you want her in your rotation to keep and be there, you got to have, you got to give her like an experience, because that experience goes a long way. Now, once again, guys, game means you have a plan of action you want to execute. So once a night or once a week, you take her out to a nice chill spot, you and her, you vibe a little bit, and that's game right there. But once again, it's how you make her feel, give her that experience, and she'll stay in your rotation. You can't just have her at the crib all the time, bro, unless you just smash and dash. But if you want her to be a part of your rotation, guys, give her that experience at least once or twice a week.
All right, so, then we're going to go into number three.
Number three.
Chats first.
Yep.
We're about to be midway. We're halfway through. WrestleMail. A woman
cannot feel desire for you unless she jealousy is. She was jealousy for him.
What the fuck? Chris, go back to it.
No, it's Mo. Mo is doing it too.
So. Mo?
Yeah.
Mo. Put the Rolo one back on.
Thank you, Mo.
Okay. A woman cannot feel genuine desire for a man unless she feels jealousy for him. Yeah. Absolutely, bro.
You need that anxiety competition, bro. Because if it's just you, I'll give you an example, please. Right? So I went to Komodo a couple nights ago. I was with a girl I'm talking to. And
just
then,
so the audience knows real quick, Komodo's a very expensive, nice restaurant here in Miami.
Yeah.
They got really good steak, actually.
So I'm with a girl I'm talking to, her friend, and these two girls walk in the elevator, right? So I'm like, just chilling, whatever. I have my shades on, nice chain on, you know, nice watch.
Well, you
watch.
Had your shades on at night?
I look like a celebrity, right? So boom, I'm in there, like, incognito a little bit.
Fresh on nigga time.
Two girls walk,
sunglasses inside.
Two girls walk in, and they're like, looking at me like this. And I can see the girl I'm talking to, like, what are they doing? They're checking me out. Like, who is he? You're asking the girl I'm with, who is he? That right there, they wanted to know who I was, because once again, validation, because they want to see what's up.
Yep.
So that quick response there is showing her, damn, the guy I'm talking to has options. And at the same time, girls want him, or they want to see what's up with him. That sparks interest. So guys, I'm not telling you to be a celebrity, whatever, or be that guy's status. I'm saying, in your local area, you might know the bartender. You might know, for example, people that go to that venue or that location. If you become cool with them and they know who you are, you're a cool-ass person, people are like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. Just having that reference point of other people coming up to you or saying, yo, bro, good to see you. She's like, damn, he's a guy of value. I want to be around him. So that's a good point.
I hate to say this, guys, but this is going to sound fucked up, but I'm just going to say it. You need to de-pedestalize women and make them realize they're not special. You fucking are.
Okay? Misogyny.
And the reason why I say that is because when a woman, right, is with a man that she knows is better than her, she acts right. But when a woman is with a man that she feels that she's better than, she acts horrible. She's going to make your life miserable, because women feel a very strong sense of resentment when they don't feel that they're maximizing their hypergamy.
Yep.
Okay? One more time for y'all. Women will punish you and resent you and treat you very badly and make your life miserable if they feel as though they are not maximizing their hypergamy and getting the best guy that they can. The most honest indicator to show that they have the best man that they can is with other people coming in and validating you without you having to do so.
Facts.
Okay?
Discovery.
Discovery trumps disclosure, as Donovan Sharp always says. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Right? Because that is a very honest indicator that your value is higher than hers. And guys, I really hate to say this shit, but at your job as the man, most of the time when you're dealing with a new girl, is to knock her ass off her fucking pedestal. Because I promise y'all, if you're dealing with a halfway average woman, her fucking ego is going to be in the clouds. Your job is to bring her ass back down to earth and let her know she's not special. And you demonstrate that through your actions and how other people how other people see you. Okay? That's how it's got to be. And just the example Fresh gave, right? Some of y'all might not be able to do that because maybe you guys aren't big YouTubers, whatever it may be. But you can get this done by having respect in your local area.
Exactly.
Okay? This is why we tell y'all, when you go to a restaurant, you go to a bar, etc., take her somewhere you always go where you treat the staff well.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's going to happen is the staff is going to come in, give you good treatment, etc. That's going to give the allure of status, and women really admire and respect that. Because if you treat other people well, you're probably going to treat her well. This is why women like guys that have dogs. This is why women like guys that have kids, even though they might lie and say, "I don't want a guy with kids." No, it shows, number one, that you're not a serial killer. Number two, you're not weird. You have social proof. Other people like, admire, and respect you. So therefore, she is going to be safe with you. Social proof is extremely important to women.
Yes.
And you need to demonstrate social proof to the extent that you have more social proof than her. Guys, half the game of dealing with modern women, especially attractive girls, is knocking them off their fucking pedestal. All right? Now, I'm telling you guys this as a dude that's dated plenty of 8s, 9s, and 10s. Bro, half the game is bringing them back to reality and letting them know that they're not fucking special, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk. Y'all saw yesterday. Watched the podcast yesterday. This dumb hoe sitting next to Fresh. I'm special. Can you please tell us why you're special?
I'll wait. 10 hours later, nothing. Yeah.
She literally cannot name anything. I'm special. Please tell us how. What makes you special?
Have you ever
girls?
Had a dream?
Exactly.
That you you
that was hilarious, by the way.
You
guys.
But this is what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Modern day women.
Girls. Yeah. Modern day women. Come into the world thinking that they're special and have more value than you, okay? They seriously think that they have more value than you, and I need y'all to knock them off the pedestal.
That's why you can't be a bum, man. Got to be a man of value.
So, have anyway, yeah.
All right, we got some more chats here.
RC Trucking and Construction, keep up the good work. FJB.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Turtles for the win. Need a Mo update on his way. Mo, go ahead, because we didn't give it to you last time.
410. So that is officially 90 pounds down. So, yeah.
Almost 100 down, baby.
That's one person, man.
Oh, God. You feel me, Chris?
That for you.
Ow! The fuck, bro? Yo, these niggas be roasting each other in the back, by the way.
Wow.
Yo, we be going to Moshi, right? We go to Moshi. You guys know the sushi spot after every show. Sticker, Chris, when he comes with us, we'll have like a party of 6 or some shit. And then Chris will be like, "Oh, yeah, party of 9. Mo counts as 3. Or 2.
Chris be like, "Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3. And he points at me. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
In front of the fucking lady, too. She's like, she's all uncomfortable. Like, the hostess is like, "I don't know what to say here."
Hey, try the moment.
That's all motivation, man.
Yeah, Michael Meestroke, super sticker, dollar. Thank you so much. Muhammad Ahmed. Goes, "Salam, my Sunnese bro, Myron. Ask your pops about the cabbie named Ahmed Aleen who drove in the 80s and 90s FNF to the moon." Okay, appreciate that. I don't know about that. Montrell Rather goes, "Did y'all see Chris Rock responding to the slap?"
Show's hilarious, bro. Shout out Chris Rock, man. We need him on a podcast. That'd be funny.
Griffin E, "Y'all have helped me so much. I want to send y'all some workout clothing merch from my family company. Who can I contact to get y'all some stuff? Also, Myron, will you cover the murders on Fed?" Yeah, I definitely will. Wonders. Where's the shirts that match the book cover?
There's none.
We don't have. Yeah, maybe I can make a shirt for it.
You could.
The X Factor, $20. Will, how famous? I think it means with how famous you become. Do y'all use NDAs when dealing with these 304s? Can you do an episode about NDAs with your lawyer, Jennifer Pratt? Do you think an NDA would have helped Tate? Nah, bro. It's not, because remember, NDAs are solely for civil cases.
Yeah.
So, Zaka Sala, what's the best way to get girls at 19 if you don't like going to parties or clubs?
School.
At school, social circle is the best, is how you're going to meet them. Who else? Aquaman, he goes, "Do you guys watch anime shows in general? If so, how do you balance with your life?"
When I was broke and didn't give a shit about progressing, I watched anime. Now I'm actually going to places and I'm progressing. Bro, watching an anime is too much time, bro. I'm not just sitting there watching a whole series. You would sit a whole day, a week, a month. Is it even worth it? If you're not successful, bro, that's a waste of time. Now, in your free time, if you work your ass off, the reward is watching some anime here and there. But watching it a whole season, bro, a whole sequel, bro, come on, dog. You're wasting time.
One of our clips went viral because I said you shouldn't be watching sports. Bro, that applies to anime too. Like, Here's the thing. We grew up watching Pokemon, Dragon Ball Z, all that stuff. Hey, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like, I love anime. I don't hate it. But at this point in my life, I don't got time to watch it, bro. No, not anymore. Like, yo, y'all should not be watching sports or anime actively where you're burning hours at a time unless you're making six figures a year. I don't give a fuck. If you're not making six figures a year and not in shape, you have not earned the privilege of watching anime and being a fucking loser like that all day.
Even video games, bro.
I don't play video games no more either.
Just level up in video games. I'm leveling up in a credit game, bro. Like, this is real life.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Y'all niggas out here leveling up your fucking gnome on World of Warcraft. Meanwhile, we're crafting our Warcraft, if you know what I'm saying.
Mine fresh. I don't get any girls. Duh. Yeah. You're just playing video games.
Bro, real talk, man. Guys, get rid of video games, pornography, watching sports, anime, all that shit until you're at least making six figures, okay? Going to the gym, getting in shape, etc. If you have time after all that, cool. Go ahead and do it. But I don't want y'all fucking sitting here burning time, watching TV, watching sports. Sports is one of the fucking biggest wastes of time ever. Oh, I'm going to watch it for my fantasy league. Loser. Loser.
But you know what's funny? After you work on yourself and you become successful, you don't even want to do it anymore. It's kind of like, I got other shit going on.
I only watch at this point, guys, educational content. Yeah. That's it. If it's not true crime, if it's not historical stuff, if it's not about making money or helping me become better with real estate or whatever, I don't fucking watch it. Guys, you know what? Here's a general rule for all you guys that want to improve. Don't consume anything that's fiction.
Yeah. There you go. That'll avoid a lot of distractions and headaches because those novels, bro, the content you just watch is just funny. For what?
For what, bro?
You're still
mindless
broke.
Entertainment.
You're still broken. You're still not where you want to be. So,
you know what I mean? Even us, guys, like, watch us when you're doing something else active.
Money Mondays is the best show, in my opinion, here.
Yeah.
Because you can learn from it, apply it. The dating show, you can learn here and there, but, like, for the results, Money Mondays, man.
Yeah, man. Like, guys, watch us, too. But you guys should not be off your purpose to watch us. If you guys want to watch me rant and get some motivation, cool. But go fucking do something.
But you know what I like? When guys are doing something in the background, and then they play us. Like, they'll be working on their designs for graphic design, whatever. Yep. I'm playing FNF in the background. That's what you do.
Cool. We want, like I said, we're not even an exception to that rule, man. Like, we give you a lot of, like, content that is value-based, but still, I want you guys doing something, man. Yeah. Real talk, bro. We live in a day and age nowadays where average girls, normal-ass chicks that don't bring anything to society think they're better than you. I'm telling you guys, it's really crazy out here.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
We got Adam.
Thank you guys so much. You guys changed my life. Appreciate bro. My friend. Do you guys sell FNF hats? Yeah, we do, actually.
Here we do.
Right there. Teespring. I think they should be up now. We got here. Sovereign Monarch goes, I have L4 and L5 disc herniations and degenerative spinal arthritis from the Army. I still work out minimum 2 to 3 times a week. L Chris, L excuses.
Wow. He ain't playing.
My bad, bro. Best place to invest in Florida for rental and Airbnb.
Orlando, bro.
Bro, you're going to be good anywhere in Florida, bro.
Yeah.
But if you're going to say for Airbnb, Orlando will be good because you got a high tourist rate.
Yeah.
Miami might be a little bit more difficult because you're going to be dealing with
the rules, regulations.
Yeah, a lot of places don't let you Airbnb.
Not building.
Yeah. And if you get caught, it might fuck you up. So, yeah. Let's see here. What else? We got Jesse goes, man, you guys along with the Tates completely changed my life around in the last year. Much love and respect. Free the Tates. Yes, man. Y'all, man. Shout out to the Tates. Best recommendation for getting into real estate about 3 months from a 104K salary and I am 21 duplex. Duplex, triplex properties in my area are high price and I don't see myself breaking even. Thoughts? Keep looking for deals, bro.
Yeah.
Keep looking for
deals. Numbers got to be on point.
The numbers got to be on point before you don't rush into a deal. Make sure the numbers always work and you're getting a good cash on cash return. Did you guys do the Columbia podcast? No, we did not. Casey got a that's a long story.
Yeah,
but we will soon though, don't worry. How do you speak so fluently, Aquaman? Law enforcement, man. I did a lot of presentations when I was on the job. Minor Fresh, love the show, but I was curious, do you guys have some sort of beef with the whatever podcast or is it just competition based? Have any beef with
it's
them.
It's whatever, man.
Yeah, we don't have any.
Yeah, whatever.
It's whatever, man. Alvin Sam.
No, we don't got beef with them, bro. We don't got beef with nobody, bro. Like, we'll take shots at a couple of people that talk shit about us. But keep in mind, everyone that we take shots at, they talk shit about us first.
Yeah.
We never start problems, bro. People always, for some odd reason, want to go ahead and make some dumbass hit piece. Look at these toxic alpha males. Show a clip of us running around saying, we're alpha males.
Never.
Never.
There's none.
You might perceive us that way, but we never actually run around and say that we're alphas, bro. That's why people like Apple and Peach and fucking Playbacks, fat asses, and all these other losers, LaSan Lobby, H3L3 podcast, like they talk, they're all of them shot shots at us first. Yeah. We never said anything about them. Please bring Bangs or Kiko from the whatever podcast on the show. They went viral for their
feminis.
I don't know who that is. All right, Louis Terrazes go. Brothers, keep killing it for us. Income up to 200K since I started watching. Also, let's see some international female panels. I bet it'd be wild AF. Maybe.
Do number three?
Okay. And then if you had 200K and no other income, what would you do with it to make it multiply? And that's from Champagne for Breakfast. If you had 200K and no other income.
Real estate, bro.
Yeah. I'd 100% get into real estate. Because real estate's the only asset class that's going to give you tax benefits and give you some kind of payback from rental income. You know, you could hedge your crypto or you could put it in the stock market and get a dividend, but you got to put millions upon millions in there to be able to get some type of actual real return. Yeah. Monarchist, $2. No chance in hell soundbite from WWE. Golderick, fresh. Please get a debate with Alex and Layla Hormozi. They are a power couple. I'm mostly against what they promote, business as a couple, but they are quite inspirational. Get them on the show.
Oh, they're YouTubers.
Whatever.
Shout out to them, I guess.
I mean, power couple, like what?
Nah, bro.
Nah? Okay, I'm not aware. All right. Justin Reese, FNF, the Hodge Twins, Tate Brothers, and Jay Waller on the show. Savage. Guys, tell the Hodge Twins to come on the show, man. Isaiah Robertson, hey, Fresh and Fit yesterday was insane, especially kicking out the wannabe Diglett. Y'all are doing God's work in this cloud world. They called her a wannabe Diglett. What the fuck, bro? What else?
Wait, we got three more, right?
Yeah. Juan Salarosas, I have a lot of respect for you guys and I enjoy your channel. Just bought the book 2 days ago. Shout out to you, my friend. I appreciate that. Brian Monette, pilot and creator, $20 goes, just got home from flying. Now I can send this chat. Shout out to Fresh for the CEO Network. I'm already taking advantage. Thanks to the whole FNF team for inspiring us all. Shout out to you, man. We got pilots watching us and everybody, man. Shout out to Brian, man. Dom Hamed. Yo, FNF, I put my SSN wrong by one digit on my Experian. What do I do? Am I going to go to jail? I'm 18-year-old fan, WFNF. Go into your account and edit it, bro.
Yeah, edit it, bro.
You good, man.
Or just call them.
The real. Thoughts on single moms with older kids. I'm 39, just starting to date a 35-year-old and found out she got a 16-year-old daughter.
You stupid.
That's the answer to your question, my friend. Go date a younger girl that doesn't have fucking baggage. Bro, can you tell them real quick why being a single fucking a stepdad is the dumbest thing?
To step down. I would just say, bro, like, opportunity cost. It's more like you're getting this into this scenario, right, where, like, you're with a woman. Obviously, you like her. But it's like, bro, what she comes with is legit baggage. Not in a bad way, but do you really want that? Bro, if you got no kids, bro, you're on your way up. I mean, you're a little bit older. But still, bro, it's a 16-year-old girl. She got problems, bro. She's going to be a teenager doing crazy shit.
You about to get her at the worst time.
Yep. And, nigga, is she gonna respect you?
Hell no.
Hell no.
She gonna say,
nope.
You ain't my daddy.
You ain't my daddy, nigga.
Nope.
Fuck out of here, bro. So you, once again,
he touched
it
me.
It is authority. Sorry, it's responsibility without authority.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like you're wasting your time because, bro, there's no respect there. And it's 2 versus 1. If you don't do what they say, nigga,
you're coming in at the worst time, bro. 16 years old,
teenager.
Because you're still responsible for her. She's still gonna be living under the roof. She's gonna want to be a thot, probably.
Nigga,
right?
Nigga, pay the rent.
Yeah, like, bro, nah.
Bro, hell no.
Even if she's a good girl, I still would tell you, fuck no, man.
Yeah, I mean, bro, it's not worth it, man.
Hell nah, bro. Yo, I don't know why you guys sign up to be fucking stepdads.
What you could do, right, is smash, have fun, but don't date her seriously, bro. Don't do it.
Yo, chat saying, wait 2 years and date the daughter.
What?
Yo, I'm savages, bro. Yo. I hold you, bro. That.
Yo. You what?
Yo, y'all niggas savages, bro. I mean, hey man.
Welcome to Fresh and Fit, motherfuckers. Wait, you know what time it is. Yo, man.
That was pretty funny, not gonna lie.
That nigga's hilarious, bro.
Oh man.
Hey, you know what?
That's the way around it.
Yo, they got a point.
They got a point.
That's the way around it. Hey, man.
Wait, what are you doing, bro? Hey. What are you doing? Y'all niggas out here dating these 35-year-old chicks, man. Yeah. They're fuck. Yo, 35-year-old women are fucking useless, bro. I said it, okay? She can barely have kids now. She old. She's stuck in her ways. Like, she's annoying,
she
maybe.
Ain't changing.
She got her scars and her battle wounds and shit. Nah, man, fuck out of here, bro.
She ain't changing, bro.
Yo, yeah, and the other thing, too, the worst part is they're no longer impressionable, guys.
Yeah. She's setting her ways for
they're
life.
They're setting their ways. And here's the other thing, too. Yo, if there's a sandwich on the floor, right, and it has a bite in it, and no one's picked it up to finish it, why would you pick it up and try to finish the sandwich? Oh,
are you calling them a sandwich? Women are sandwiches, Myron?
Pretty much.
Are they food sandwich?
Oh, my God. And that bitch ain't going to make you a sandwich anyway, so you better fucking leave that sandwich on the floor, stupid. What the fuck, man? Though.
You stupid.
Like, real talk. Like, yo, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, these older chicks that have kids, etc., like, bro, they're literally used sandwiches, man. Spoiled. What are y'all doing? Like, for real. And here's the other thing, too. Why I want you guys to employ this mindset, this fucking cutthroat mindset. Because let me tell you guys something. When you were 18 and you were living in your fucking mom's house and you didn't have a real job or you worked at fucking McDonald's or whatever the fuck, you were making $10 an hour, they would never give you a fucking chance.
No chance in hell.
You know? Real talk. Bitches turn into fucking Vince McMahon. No chance.
No chance.
So, but you, on the other hand, right? Your value's going up and you want to take her at her decline. Doesn't make sense. Men are the only people stupid enough to take a shitty deal like that and take someone when they're on their decline while they're on their incline. You want to know why? Because we live in a society that doesn't tell men their fucking value and their worth.
Yeah.
As you get older, if you go to the gym and make money, you increase in value. As she ages, she loses value. It doesn't matter how much money she makes, how much she's been traveled, or what the fuck she does. She loses fucking value. Men and women are not the same. Women are giving their value up front. You're giving your value on the back end, assuming you do the fucking work. If you do the work, I don't want you to sit there and be with bitches that got their value for free that are old as hell. If you busted your ass and you're in your 30s, you deserve a girl at her fucking peak. Because if the roles were reversed, no girl will ever take you at your lowest when they're at their peak.
Yep.
No 21-year-old baddie's going to take you seriously, bro. When you're 18 years old, 20 years old, 21 years old, can't provide for her. You might be the placeholder boyfriend, but you best believe she's talking to those guys that got status and money. Fuck out of here, man.
You're boring.
Stop taking these fucking loser-ass old hoes. Stop. Stop. Because then these hoes come on this show and give me an attitude. I'm tired of this shit. God damn, bro.
Wish you the best, bro, but... You know what's funny? He can hear all his advice. I still do it. Probably.
Yeah, he probably still gonna do it anyway. Niggas don't listen. But for any of you guys out there that might be in a situation with a fucking single mom or some chick that's in her 30s that's a fucking pain in the ass, hey, if that resonates with you and it fires you up to go into the house and break up with her, it's a W for me, man. I don't want you guys lowering your value, hanging out with chicks that don't deserve you. Real talk, man. You guys need to start valuing yourselves more. Okay? And start valuing these women fucking less. And fucking stores.
Just because it's easy doesn't mean that it's good for you. If you know what I'm saying. Anyhow, we got some more chats here. We got some more points here, right?
We roasted that dude for being a stepdaddy. All right. Okay, number three. All right.
Round three.
Always be able to walk away when they act up. AKA maintaining that abundance mindset. So, remember how I told you guys before, you got to keep your sexual market value high and be sourcing and dealing with other girls? If we're going to put that into an analogy, right? Or an image. When you're with a girl, right? I want you guys to always have one foot in the door, one foot out. That foot out is you talking to and dealing with other women. However, you still got one foot in because she is a girl of the rotation. Maybe she's a main chick, whatever it may be. But you're there, not all the way. What does that mean? You're being a diversified investor. You're not all in. I never want you guys to be all in with a girl. That's why we tell y'all, don't get fucking married, none of that shit, okay? As soon as she misbehaves or does some shit you don't like, you take that other foot and you walk out the fucking door to the other girl. That's how I want you guys to operate with girls. One foot in, one foot out, so she never is comfortable, because that's how you get the best treatment from women in 2023. Again, I wish it wasn't this way. I wish you could be a gentleman. I wish you could give him flowers every day. I wish you could play Ray J, One Wish, and be able to fucking make love to her and be the guy of her dreams. But those days are done, okay? So the only way you can deal with modern day women nowadays is you have to have one foot in, one foot out, and let that girl know, if you act up, I am fucking leaving, okay? Because you can't do anything else as a man. Your only power is to have options and be able to walk away. That's it. These two things, all right? So when a woman disrespects, cool. I'm going to go ahead and deal with a girl that does respect. And guess what's going to happen when you do that shit? Instantly, respect comes, and she's going to chase you. Now you have the leverage. That's how it's got to go, guys. Okay? Andrew Tate talked about this. And I'll tell you guys, too. There's girls, guys, that I literally care about, that I did not want to fucking leave, but I had to do it on principle. Okay? Andrew Tate talked about this as well, how he had a girl that he loved her, but she did some stupid shit, and he had to break up with her anyway. All right? And you're going to have to do things sometimes, guys, that you don't want to do or you don't feel like doing, but principle overrides your feelings. Okay? Because if you're able to walk away from a girl that you like, you love, you really adore, whatever it may be, because she did some stupid shit, you're going to be able to continue that precedent with other girls. And that's extremely powerful, because when you're able to do that, girls know they can't fuck with you. And when girls know that they can't fuck with you, they can't manipulate you, etc., they get in line. Remember, guys, a woman's strongest superpower is you not understanding yours. All right? One more time. A woman's biggest and strongest superpower is you not understanding yours. There's a reason why they canceled Sneeko. There's a reason they canceled Andrew Tate. There's a reason we're shadow banned on YouTube. There's a reason anyone that makes pro-masculine content that tells you about your value is shadow banned in the algorithm and banned on TikTok. They don't want you to know this shit, because when men are aware of their value, guess what? They don't tolerate fuckery from girls. And when you don't tolerate fuckery from girls, what ends up happening? You focus on yourself. You go to the gym. You're not a loser. You're not a pussy. You don't care what society thinks about you. That's not good, right, for the economy. They need sheep, okay? We're fucking waking you guys up and telling you not to be sheep. Don't be like every other guy. Go against the grain, all right? If you want to be successful, if you want to be a top-tier guy, you got to be willing to do the things that most guys aren't willing to fucking do. What is that? Go to the gym, strive in excellence, get your money on point, invest, save, get your fashion on point, get in the gym, become a top-tier fucking guy. They don't want you to do that shit, though, because guys like us are bad for the fucking economy. If there were more guys like us, OnlyFans would crash tomorrow. Porn industry, gone. Movie theaters, restaurants, etc., destroyed. Okay? Gone. Netflix will go up, though. If y'all know what I'm saying. Right? So the point is, guys, is you must understand your value and be able to walk away from girls. It's your only power in today's day and age.
Guys, if you don't walk away, and some of you I know have a girlfriend right now or a girl you're talking to, and she's treating you like shit. If you don't respect yourself, how can she ever respect you? And it's funny because you guys will stay in that scenario or that situation. And like, damn, she's walking all over me. I have no control or no power. Bro, you gave her all the power because you're still there. Like Myron said earlier, if you don't walk away, bro, she has all the power and has no respect. At that point, you really lost her. So you must as well walk away with dignity while you still can. Then wait there, suffer. It makes no sense. So it's tough, but you got to do it, man. Got to do it.
Number four.
Round four.
All right, guys. Number four is always maintain frame in a relationship and a rotation, which builds upon number three, which we said always be willing to walk away. Now, what we mean by always maintaining frame.
She's going to shit test you.
Is exactly.
She's going to legit try to knock up your center because she wants to know if you're a man of steel, a man of honor, a man of value. And once again, you can pretend to be a man of value and fake it, but she's going to test your ass, nigga. And if you fail multiple times in a row, she's gone. However,
and the badder she is, the more she's going
to
test you.
Yes. However, you watch Professional Fit. We're here to give you guys some value. And at the same time, if you understand your value, you know it's a test. Now, how do you know it's a test? She's going to say, for example, oh, I don't like your shoes. You might say, wait, why you don't like my shoes? You just feel the test, bro. You'd be like, I like them. You're going to understand it like she's going to make sure that you're a man of value. And this means, for example, small tests like that are not that serious. But the big test, like, for example, oh, man.
Or you could do this. In that situation, I'd be like, that implies that your opinion matters. Bro, you gotta constantly, I hate to say this, you gotta constantly belittle your girl and let her know that she's insignificant. I know, whoa, Myron, that's toxic advice. Oh! Listen, man, women want a guy who they think is better than them. If you're better than someone, are you going to sit there and actually validate their critiques of you, etc.? No. You're going to look them in the face, laugh at their face, and continue moving on.
Yeah.
That's how it's got to be. You can't take them seriously. You can't.
Hey, man, actually be a man of value. Don't fake it, because I'm telling you right now, if she's attractive and you're with her, she's going to test you. And if you feel those tests, my friend, she's out the door. She must as well actually be a man of value And those tests could come in small samples or big samples. It could be, for example, she might say to you, "Hey, Derek, I noticed that like you have your phone on D&D all the time. Why is that, bro? Because I want to." It's like if you're doing things a certain way,
you just say, "It doesn't matter what you think."
But listen, once again, she's gonna test you. Pass the test, understand your value, and don't allow her to like knock off your center. Because once that happens, guys, you're supposed to be her rock. She's like, "Damn. He's a leader, not a man of value. I'm good."
Man, I need y'all niggas to turn it to Dwayne Johnson when these bitches ask you stupid questions. Shut your mouth and know your role, because the people's champ is ready to talk. All right? Guys, maintaining frame is a very important concept. And what we mean by this is that you're always dictating how things go. And here's the thing, guys. It starts small. It can be, "Oh, I want to go here." "Nah, I don't want to go there. We're going to go here." Mm-hmm. Okay? Even if you wanted to go there, you're still going to go ahead and you're going to go somewhere else. And the reason why, guys, is because when women have authority over you, they're going to quickly start to lose respect for you.
Yeah.
Once they quickly start to lose respect for you, they're going to no longer love you. And when they no longer love you and they disrespect you, that's when the worst treatment happens. I'll never forget. We're in Las Vegas, remember? Last year?
Yeah.
And that girl was beating on that dude.
Shouting, slapping him.
You know what's interesting, guys? I already know from the way that she was dealing with him and speaking to him, etc., that this is an example of death by 1,000 paper cuts. What probably happened was earlier in their relationship, she was attracted to him, etc. He started to cave more and more to her whim. He started to lose frame more and more by day. Guys, this isn't something that happens overnight. This happens through minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, okay? It's a very slow fall, right? Where the girl constantly emasculates you. She does it subtly here. She does it with a snarky remark here. She does it maybe at a friend's party here. This is why, at the first sign of disrespect, guys, you literally need to stop the fucking thing. Who do you think you're talking to? Bam, bring that bitch back to fucking reality. I need y'all to turn into fucking Jay-Z. Give that bitch a reminder where she stands all the time, guys. If a girl disrespects you, you must stop it right then and there and nip it in the butt, because it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
You understand? If she disrespects you, you need to stop that shit immediately, because female disrespect is like fucking cancer. If you allow it to grow, it will, and it will eventually kill you and the relationship. Okay? Women become cancer if you don't check them early on, because it's in their nature to test your masculinity.
Yeah.
Okay? And your job is to give that bitch a reminder that you're the masculine one and she needs to chill the fuck out. A lot of you guys are fucking soft. Let your girl run the relationship. You say fucking pussy shit like "happy wife, happy life." "Oh, she's the smart one in the relationship. She's my better half." Get that stupid shit out of your fucking vocabulary. Whenever I see a guy say dumb shit and self-depreciate in front of their fucking girl, I fucking lose my shit. It's the reason I wrote this book. These girls run around and think that they're fucking better than you because you're dumbass. She's my better half. Shut the fuck up. That bitch has not earned anything to get to where she is. If a girl is pretty, by the time she's 21, she's getting hit on by guys that have way more value than you for nothing more than having a fish hole and fucking tits. And your dumbass is sitting here, "She's my better half." And you're making 6 figures a year. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? You fucking losers are the reason these bitches come on my show, disrespect me as a successful multimillionaire, and I gotta put them in fucking check for you. Bring them back to fucking reality, kicking them off the show and shit. I'm tired of this shit. You guys need to be the ones fucking Frank Castle in this host, not me. I'm losing hair because of y'all niggas, man. Real
facts.
Talk.
That's facts.
This is crazy. Every time I see a guy put his girl on a fucking pedestal, I lose my shit. Because I know, as a man, if you got that bitch, you had to work to get that bitch. She didn't have to do shit to get you. That's how it goes. Start respecting yourself more. Fuck, man.
Okay. That was definitely a rant of all rants.
Fucking ridiculous. That was my inspiration to write the book. Because all you niggas give these women more. You need to start giving them less.
Yeah, and then also to add another point as well. All right, you might say yourself as a nice guy. So to all my nice guys out there. And for example, let's say you want to control frame as well. Just say no. So for example, you may not be like as, I want to say, passionate or as demanding as some people like to say, but just say no. Hey, you know what? We're not doing that today. Simple. Just say no. All right.
You're the leader, guys.
Yeah.
Don't forget that shit.
Take charge.
You're the leader. Women cannot lead. You guys will see it day in, day out. These bitches don't even know what they like. They don't even know what they want to eat.
What do you want to eat, babe?
Yeah. Bro, they can't even choose what they want to consume to keep themselves alive. Think about that for a second. They can't even pick what they want to consume to stay alive.
That's crazy.
How are they going to lead you?
How the hell are they going to lead you, nigga?
They can't lead you.
What makes you special, Marin?
If let them, they will, though.
And fucking incredible.
To the end.
Y'all let fucking beings that can't even choose what they want to eat dictate your fucking life. And then you wonder why you're in a divorce court. How they end up here? Losing your kids. Losing your money. You're letting a creature that bleeds 5 days a week without dying dictate your fucking life. Someone that hasn't had to earn their value telling you how to fucking use yours.
Bruh.
Simple plan. Point number 5.
Holy.
I think the girls are here, right?
I'm losing my voice.
They're coming up soon.
Okay. Last point here, guys. Let her help you with your purpose.
This last one?
Yeah. Final round. Number 5 is let her help you with your purpose and add value in your relationship. So most of you guys are on your purpose. You're making money, making moves, you got business, or you have a career, right? Once again, you work all day, you come home, you don't want a headache. However, you want some value from your girl. She might make you food, make you coffee in the morning. The point is that, like, she's adding to your life to make it easier. Now, if you have a business, why can't she help you with your business? Once again, let's say you need filing done for your work, for paperwork. You need things done with phone calls. Hey, babe, can you do this for me? I need these done today. Do this for me. Once again, you're putting her to work, but at the same time, if she likes you, she wants to be with you, her doing that will make her want you more. Because once again, she's adding value to your life, and if she's into you, she wants to be a part of your life anyway. So make a part of your business. And also as well, when she's working for you, she doesn't have time to waste partying or doing dumb stuff. You know what? My man needs help. I'm going to help him out. And then once again, if she is working for you, you're her boss, aka CEO, guess what? She follows your rules. So it goes in line with you being a man of value, but put it to work, man, because you put it to work, bro, goes a long way.
Yep. All right. Before I give my talk on this, guys, I notice I'm losing my voice and we only got 2,000 likes.
Yes.
I need you guys to like the video because I'm fucking losing hair cells. All right. Hair follicles, losing my voice. Okay. I got to go to the gym right after this. So I need y'all to please like the video, get this thing up in the engagement because content like this is life-saving. Please share this with a guy that's going through a tough relationship and or not getting the value out of his girl, or his girl is using him and abusing him,
yeah,
and you know that he's simping, all right? Sometimes you got to fucking get a smack of reality from somebody telling you, what the hell are you doing, all mm-hmm. right? Maybe one of my talks might help him out. What are the likes at, Chris?
We have 2.4.
Give us your spirit energy, bro.
We need at least, guys, 4,000 likes. There's 6,000 plus y'all watching right now on YouTube alone. I don't know how many on Rumble. Mo just walked to the bathroom because I can hear the footsteps, aka the earthquake. okay, let me hit some of these chats real quick while I give you guys the last one as far as get it, putting a girl to work.
No, we did one already, Chris.
Okay. Various layers. CEO Network. Oh. Is that okay? The CEO Network is the real deal. Better get it before it's capped. Also, shout out to both you for the work y'all doing. Much appreciated.
Yeah, guys, my guy,
I'm
going
to pop in from there from time to time as
yes,
well.
Definitely we need
jump
in there. A Zoom call with Myron as well.
Hey, Myron, ever thought about having Breaking Barriers United on the podcast or at least being in one of their scenarios? They put civilians in police shoes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Never heard of that. The Blue Whaler. Shout out to FNF Chris. Since you love drinking Hennessy, why not mix it with Hypnotic or Remy Martin? VSOP all are part of the Cognac family.
Hell no.
Okay, I didn't know what the hell that was.
I don't know what that means either.
Yeah.
You drunk?
First time super chat, been a ninja for a while. Question, would y'all say it is more men or women that is in a better financial position in the West?
Hard to say, man.
Well, men control most of the wealth.
Yeah,
but I would say women have the capacity.
Average person, maybe the women have the option to like actually succeed in you're in school making money and getting degrees.
I would say women have way more opportunities to make money than men do.
Or
for sure.
They're like on the way up.
Because they can always market their sexuality. And that's instant cash if they're attractive enough.
Yeah.
Right? And guys, again, like the video, waiting to get the likes up, get us to 4K likes, man. I'll keep reading these chats. Opulence goes, $20. Hey, Myron and Fresh, if you were 25 years old again with 5K to invest and you had a goal to become a millionaire in a few years, one of three, what is that success strategies would you take to accomplish this goal? Thank you.
5K is too low, bro.
Yeah.
You got to invest in yourself, bro.
You got to invest in yourself first.
Yeah.
Get a skill set that will go ahead and help you be able to generate that money.
Too low.
John Kutum Badaya, 200. Hey, guys, in your 20s, you got to grind and create the skills that will create the foundation for you to build up that money, okay? John Kutman Badaya, hello, Myron and Fresh Big Brothers. I am 22 and from India. Thank you guys for providing us so much knowledge about income and relationship. You guys are great. Free Top G, we want it back. Absolutely, guys.
Yes, we do.
Andrew will be home soon, very inshallah. Will you guys consider doing an episode on addiction such as porn, escorts, video games, gambling, etc.? Love you guys. An extra shout out to Big Zo in the back, aka Big Mo.
We could
do that episode for that. Yeah.
All the pitfalls of men.
See, I didn't even mention gambling. Like, yeah, y'all shouldn't be gambling either. That's a fucking fuck that. Yo, bro. Did it make you feel Friday knowing your message is getting out there? Yo, bro, did it make you feel Friday?
I think that's a typo.
I think it's a typo. I appreciate the support, though. Been living like a brokey, trying to save up for a second house in the DMV area, trying to stay Sharia compliant, so HELOCs is a no-go. Any advice?
Ooh.
that's a more religious question. You could do a cash-out refinance, bro. You could do a cash out refi. Dog shit advice, $20. It's not being a stepfather, it's being the father that stepped up.
Shut up, man.
Demon Time Mo. What's that picture that you have? Single moms with kids are like appetizers for me. I don't mind them, but there is nothing better than my spinach and kale. Fair enough. So the bitches can go to hell.
Oh, God.
J.TV goes, I've just realized that when it comes to dating advice that benefits men, women say it's horrible advice, LOL, every single time. It's only good advice when it benefits women and not men. Bro,
well, you got
it,
bro.
You get a Don DeMarco for that, bro, because anything that puts women in a disadvantaged position when it comes to dating and intersexual dynamics is always going to be looked at as toxic, insecure, small dick energy, etc. A man knowing his value is the biggest threat to a woman's value, okay? Yep. Viking Paradigm goes, Jose, $10. Guys, we're waiting for the likes to get up. Get us to 4,000 likes. There's 6,000 plus y'all in here. Just turned 26, made 375K last year, currently married with two kids, and knocked up my side piece. What the fuck do I do? I even offered her 10K to abort it, but no luck. All right. Number one, are you sure it's yours? Number two, you need to go meet with a family attorney right fucking now. If she's going to keep that kid and you guys are not on good terms, you need to go meet with a family attorney right now and move to get sole custody of that child, because you're going to have the leverage and she's not going to be able to put you in fucking child support hell. But that's going to be tough.
That's tough, bro.
Take that 10K and go get a family lawyer in the area and start preparing.
That is tough, dog.
Yeah, that's tough. Viking Paradigm, $5. I can confirm what Fresh says is true. I was able to add a body just by going to the club with him.
W Wingman in the chat, bro. Niggas know what time it is when they step in Miami, bro, because I know what the facts are, bro. I get it done.
Christopher Peterson, $50. Rusty, 34-year-old, recently divorced, six figures, and going hard at the gym. Best way to build my game with women, cold approaching Instagram, Tinder. Use all of them, my friend.
Yeah, use all of them.
You got to use all mediums. Jesus Christ, $20. My son's back. In my day, women always deserve less. The fuck? Nigga said, back in my day, women always deserve less.
Yo, as a man of God, that's not funny.
This chat is literally the fucking best, bro. You guys are fucking hilarious. 392Q goes, out of all languages, you chose to speak facts. My girl acting right, knowing that I'm a man of value, knowing that I could walk away and get another one. P.S. Women love a man who take care of his kids.
That's
there
true.
You go, my friend.
That's very true.
Zeus, a few months ago, I asked about my homeboy situation. Married, kid, mad, disrespectful wife, 100% simp. I introduced him to the rational male, Rolo, Fresh and Fit, etc. Now, she's on her toes, thinks she's replaceable, and no longer withholding coitus after 6 years. W.
Wow. Well, what do we tell the time, man? Being able to walk away, bro.
You guys don't understand how much satisfaction I get from you guys putting these hoes in their place. I'm telling y'all, bro. Real talk, man. It's like one of my favorite things when I hear a sim story and then I hear, bro, this is where I was and this is where I am now. Literally, bro, you guys are the fuel to my fucking fire. You guys are literally the reason I exist now, because hearing stories like this motivates me to get up and work harder every single day and create better content for y'all and beat out weirdos like Apple and Peach, who instead of getting milked on all fours, we're teaching you guys how to never get milked by these hoes.
It's not only action, is a mindset thing with the action.
Bam, bam. All right.
Daniel World
goes, sup, guys? Guys, we're still waiting for 4,000 likes. All right? Get us a 4K likes. What are you at right now?
3K.
Guys, bro. Come on. Hold on, hold on.
On a Tuesday,
do
man.
Do I need to put the fucking ninja mask on?
On a like, Tuesday.
What the fuck is going on here? We need y'all to like the video right fucking now. All right, guys? We haven't done a ninja segment in a while, but I guess I'm going to have to start bringing back the cringes because you guys don't want to like the fucking video. This shit's starting to get annoying. We need the engagement up because we're probably going to get banned on YouTube at some point. So you guys got to better enjoy us while you can. We're not going to be here forever. I hope y'all know that.
We're not going to be.
We are not going to be here forever.
Enjoy us while you still can.
Facts. What's up, guys? Love you all. Come on, chat. Like the hit the like button. Thanks for being the older brother. I need him, Aaron. Fresh, can you get these?
Baller Squad. I saw the podcast you have with Cultivate Crypto. I was thinking of joining their course, but I currently have close to 10K in credit card debt. Should I take care of that first, or should I take the course? Ultimately, it's up to you, man. Honestly speaking, bro, I'll get rid of my debt ASAP.
Facts.
But, you know, making money is good, but, bro, if you're in debt, what's the point?
Yeah, hell no, bro. 10K credit card debt is way too much. And, yeah. Bro, your interest, the APR? They're probably destroying you on interest right now.
Must be 27% or more.
Guys like you are how credit card companies stay fucking rich, guys. Real
money,
talk.
Money.
Y'all over here making the minimum payments and that balance never goes down.
They love you, man.
That them boys go, love you, man. Yeah.
They love you, bro. They love you, man. You're a loyal customer. You're a loyal customer, man.
The boys love your ass.
They love your ass, nigga.
Yo, how are we still on the internet?
I don't know. I don't know how.
Yo, how are we?
Hey, man, enjoy while we still can.
Yo, real talk. Y'all better enjoy us while you still can, bro. We're dropping M-bombs, making fucking jokes about them boys. Bro, y'all niggas better enjoy us while you fucking can.
Them boys.
No other podcast on the internet is talking about the shit that we talk about as raw as we talk about. If y'all know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, literally.
Producer, that's on missing. Down in the hotel.
Yo, them niggas kidnapped fucking Chris. He gone.
Hey, man, stop. I'm a bum.
I don't got no money.
Don't shoot me.
Leave me alone. No, I don't got no money.
Hold on. You got Hennessy? Okay. Player says,
next thing you know, Masai gonna execute this nigga, bro.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. Oh, where are the lights still on?
Wait,
yeah, still on.
Are the girls here?
They are. They're on the bar now.
Bro. Oh, God, bro.
Yeah,
the lights are still on?
Yeah, for now. Still on.
We still up somehow, I think. Well, I don't know.
Still up?
Yeah.
Couple crucial points. Number one, never trade respect for attention. Number two, be the reason chicks check their phone constantly. P.S. Please bring Mark Rudolph on the panel. He's one of the 90s Red Pill Godfathers plus branding expert. Okay. Matthew Zora says, thank you, Myron. Shout out to you. Anthony Lewis says, if y'all do a show on the pitfalls of men, Myron definitely catching a brain aneurysm. Oh, it's going to be tough. Normification says, Myron was so loud that I had to apologize to my girlfriend when she told me to be quiet.
Wait, what the fuck, nigga? No.
I think the rant.
Don't tell her sorry. What the hell? Yeah, what do we start the show with? You never tell her sorry.
Never tell her sorry.
You don't tell her sorry, bro. We don't apologize to women on this side of the internet.
Jamal Black says, maybe acting like they're going to get beat up by the woman, they don't do what the woman says. Facts, bro. But they don't want to lose her. That's why. They don't want to lose that pussy. Kessel Germ says, Jesus, how about you use some punctuation next time? Okay. Khaled Kanona says, should I look for a girlfriend when I'm on my grind? Still starting up my cleaning business and working a full-time job, trying to get in shape. So what should I focus on first?
Focus on you first. The girl will come after.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, if you are going to add a girl, she better be put to work, which I'm going to talk about here in a second. Heart Services Gaming goes, I have Crohn's disease, been through 30 plus surgeries, and in a flare right now. My marriage has been sucking for the past few years. Listening to you guys and save my life. I'll be divorced soon. No kids. Woo. Yo,
okay.
Down the market. Good stuff.
You deserve better, my friend.
You deserve better, my friend. And your ex-wife, soon to be,
deserves
that bitch,
less.
Deserves less, my friend, okay? Make sure.
Through sickness and death.
Yep. Well, she deserves less.
Yes.
Yo. Go make sure you get to the family attorney first and figure out how you're going to navigate this divorce where she gets little to nothing. Okay. Work it out. Mr. Yeezy 11 goes, hey, Myron, can you make an episode on concealed carrying and what you use, holsters, preferred guns to carry, AR that you prefer, etc. Would love to hear from a former Fed. You know, we should do an episode on personal defense.
We got our guns, man.
We should probably do that on Friday or like on a Friday show. like do a whole episode on personal defense. We could do that for y'all.
I'm calling fit.
65-year-old divorced Mormon man in Utah. Everything you said is straight facts. Retired teacher and now in sales. Lost weight and becoming my best self. Keep up the fire. That's what we're talking about,
there
baby.
You go.
And then last one, oh, Tuna. Sub FNF recently got promoted. Salary pay about 18K bump and an annual bonus of 10K. Any advice to turn my money into money? Thanks for all the advice. Get into real estate, my friend. Crypto, index funds. Diversify your portfolio. Get into everything, my friend, okay? There's no best asset. Well, I think real estate is the best asset class, but every asset class has its strength and its weaknesses.
Okay? And learn a skill, bro.
And learn a skill as well.
Number five.
All right, so last one here, guys. Number five.
Final round.
Which Fresh talked about real quick. Where are the likes at?
We have 3.6.
400 more, guys. That's it.
Come on, man. 400 more likes, guys. All right. The last one, guys, as far as maintaining rotations and girls, etc., is you got to put your girl to work, which Fresh talked about earlier. Guys, women are creatures of service. What that means is women get the most satisfaction when they're, number one, social, and they're around people that they love.
Yeah.
They did a study on this in Ireland. As you guys know, with the pandemic, right, everyone had to work from home. Right. And when women were working from home, they were able to take care of their loved ones, et cetera. When it was time to go back to the office after the pandemic was over, over 50% of the women did not want to go back to the workforce. They preferred to stay at home and caretake their loved ones over going to work and earning money. Okay. And I talk about this in detail and why women deserve less. Guys, the reason why women deserve less when it comes to income a lot of the times is because women are willing to forfeit income, status, going up the ranks in the workforce for their family, which is perfectly fine and rational. Women are very lazy when it comes to creating excess resources, but they're very hardworking when it comes to creating families, children, and taking care of their family and children. Even the strongest career women will go ahead and put that to the backseat once they have children and their family, guys. So knowing this, that women derive a great deal of pleasure from serving people that they love, admire, and respect, you need to put your girl to work because that's going to make her love you and respect you even more. Why? Because when a girl is working for you or helping your dream come true, what happens is she naturally is put in a submissive role, subservient to you, which is what women like, okay? It never works the other way around where you're working for her. If you guys remember, we had a girl on the podcast, right, that Pop Smoke chick that had the weird voice.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend worked for her shooting content. She was a breadwinner. But notice how she spoke about her boyfriend. She didn't give a shit about him. She didn't respect him. And guess what? We found out later on, it was all cap. She finessed him. She just wanted a green card. Did I not call it? But it was the truth. Because when I talk to a woman and I see how she talks about her man,
no respect.
I know instantly where their relationship stands. She only tolerated his dumb ass because he got her a green card, right? And
free work.
He was giving her free labor. But as soon as she gets her green card, etc., she's already talking to another guy. We saw her already.
Yeah.
These 304s are fucking devious. That's why I tell y'all all the time, you need to maintain the leverage in the relationship. Because when you got the leverage in the relationship and she's following your lead, guess what happens? You can love other women and or be with other women, but come back to your main chick. It doesn't work for them that way. Okay? Women can only have one master and it needs to be you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So women will grow to love you and admire you and respect you when they're helping you build something. What do girls always say? Oh, my dream is to be our power couple. My dream is to build an empire. Translation. I want you to be the empire, build the empire on your own. And I come in and, you know, accentuate it a little bit with my feminine characteristics. That's what girls really want, guys. Girls don't want equality, okay? They want you to be the fucking man and they want to be by your side to help you become the real fucking man. But you are already the man with or without her dumbass. That's the point, okay, guys? That's how it's got to go. The girl has got to work for you, be under your leadership, because once that happens, that automatically puts her in her natural feminine state. She's going to be more attracted to you. She's going to be more comfortable. And when women are in their feminine state, that's when they're most happy. If you guys notice, we bring these angry ass masculine women in here that act like dudes. They're not happy. Women are never happy when they're in their masculine energy. Okay? It's like you. Imagine you're with a chick all the time and she emasculates you. She's talking down to you. She's treating you like shit. She's acting like a fucking dude all the time. Those guys live in miserable relationships, aren't they?
Terrible.
They're just sitting there like, oh my God, bro. Oh, I can't wait. Oh my God, man. I don't want to go home. Is she going to let me smash? Oh, she didn't let me smash today. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Yo, it's an L, okay? As a man, you're miserable when you're in your feminine energy. As a woman, she's miserable when she's in her masculine energy, okay? The only way that you're going to keep a woman in her feminine energy is you need to be the fucking man that she needs, admires, and respects. And you do that by her providing you acts of servitude, okay? Her cooking for you, her cleaning for you, her helping you with your business, you providing her that stability, that security, etc. That's when women are the most comfortable. I don't give a fuck what no one says. Even the strongest career women that make their own money, when they're with a man, they still want him to make about 52% more money than they do. Okay? Women, look at it where my money is my money, your money is our money. Because women know men are natural providers and we're designed to do that shit. They, on the other hand, are not.
Yep.
Okay? This is why you must be in a leadership role, because you're designed to share. They're not. Period. A girl will only share her resources with her family and her children. She ain't sharing with no fucking man. And if that does happen, that clock is going down to fucking zero and she's going to leave you for another guy that can't provide. Right? Women want guys on their level, if not better. You always need to be better than your girl, and you have to have the leadership role in that situation. And the best way to do that, put her to work. Okay, guys? Hey, you can start small. Hey, I need you to do this for me. Hey, I need you to do this for me. And then see how she responds. If she gives you an attitude, kick that bitch to the fucking curb, bro.
I will say, mine does that very well, as you guys have seen.
Yeah, dude. Like, if I'm dealing with a girl, there's no way, like, she's going to just sit here and hang out. And no, you got to help me with some shit, right? And the reason why you do that, guys, is because when girls help you, they start to develop a bond. They start to really start to like you more.
It's an investment.
And they're investing. Guys, let me tell you a dark story. If a girl's attractive, all right, and she has options, etc., it might very well be that if you do what I just told you to do, where you put her to work and have her actually benefit you in life and not be a liability, become an asset, you might be the first fucking guy in her life that's put her to work and make her do something for you.
Yeah.
A lot of pretty girls, guys, go through life without ever having to do anything for a man.
And it can be simple.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, it can be simple as well. She's coming to your house. Yeah, you know what, babe? On the way, pick up some like Hennessy for Chris. You know what I'm saying? Like, simple. But it's a task you're giving her to do. It's simple. It's work.
Guys, you have to do that, man. Women develop bonds with men that they invest in. Okay, I'm not telling you how to get girls to spend money on you. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is that you got to put her to work to make your life easier. And here's the other thing, too. It's a great test. If she gives you talk back, she gives you a headache. I don't know.
She ain't like a lady anyway.
She for the streets.
She belongs to the streets.
Fuck her and chuck her to the side of the road. She ain't serious. Don't take girls like that serious. All right? Like, you don't want to deal with entitled, annoying-ass women. Yeah, bro. We tell y'all all the time on those podcasts, deal with high-interest women, bro. If girls are making you jump through hoops to fucking deal with them, fuck that bitch.
Not worth it,
bro. The fuck out of here, man. You got better shit to do. Yeah. Go to the gym, make money, become successful, etc. And the beauty is, when you invest in yourself, you're not going to have to invest as much in the girls. Your work speaks for you. That's where I want y'all to be. You fucking create the status, and then they're going to go ahead and respect that status that you work so hard. But when you spend all your time chasing after them, you don't gain anything. Girls are very, very time consuming, guys. All right. You're better off investing that into yourself, increasing your sexual market value, then going into the dating marketplace and doing less work for the girls. That's what I want y'all to do. I don't want you guys to chase girls. I want you guys to chase excellence. When you chase excellence, women are a byproduct of that excellence.
And you get way more options too.
No girl ever wants to feel like you need her. Okay. Every girl wants to feel like you want her. But the only reason why, the only way you could actually want a girl is you need to have your value on point where it's so high where you can replace her.
Yep.
I know it sounds counterproductive and fucked up, etc., but girls don't want guys that need them. They want guys that want them and can easily replace them. That's the dark secret that no one is going to tell you on the fucking internet, because we kiss women's asses in 2023. Anyway.
All right.
Anything else?
Yeah. Chats.
So stop fucking simping. All right. Long story short, stop fucking simping. We got Bryce Newsom here. Goes, y'all should bring Destiny back on soon. It's been a while and I always enjoyed y'all debates. Sure. Von Darian AD goes, just had to walk out of a relationship because 2 weeks in, she tells me that her male best friend was also her ex from high school. I want to be the good guy, but I can't keep being the fool. Hey, bro, you got to have boundaries and be able to walk away. That's the strongest thing you could do as a guy.
I don't think girls will talk to their exes.
There you go.
Either complies or goodbye.
Comply or goodbye, bro. Simple. We don't negotiate. Yo, Obama said it best. We don't negotiate with terrorists, bro. Y'all don't negotiate with fucking women, bro. It's your way or the fucking highway. Yeah, it's toxic, insecure.
If she really wants you, she'll comply. She doesn't want you, she's not going
to
comply. Simple.
And I
want
to make this explicitly clear for y'all. You don't tell a girl, you need to do this, you need to do that. No.
No.
You tell her, hey, if you do this, XYZ will happen. You can do whatever you want. But if you do that, you're going to effectively be single.
Pretty much.
And then let her make the decision. If she complies, that means she likes you. If she doesn't, she don't like you that much. Move on to another girl anyway. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
She screened herself out. You know what's funny? When you walk away, maybe a month, 2 months later, what she thought was going to happen, didn't pan out.
They come back.
She'll send you that fucking random text.
Hey, stranger.
Hey, stranger.
Hey, big head.
Hey, big head. And then you could go ahead and choose accordingly what you want to do. But the point is that you have the leverage now because she hit you up. But the point is you need to walk away, guys. Walking away is the strongest form of demonstrating higher value than hers. Because girls aren't used to getting broken up with. They're not. You take any pretty girl, she might have gone her fucking entire 20s with never being broken up by a guy. Channing, went through the drive-thru this morning with you guys playing in the car. The girl handed me the coffee and said, W, Chris.
Oh, shouldn't it be L, Chris?
Well, I mean.
That's good, though.
Hey, man, we worldwide, bro. Everybody listen to the pod. I love it, man.
Is she hot? Drive-thru, man. Come on, man. I don't care.
Walker, $10. This ain't after hours, but won't be here to watch, unfortunately, Idea. These three or four say they can cook. Imagine having two girls go head-to-head either on their favorite dish or random items are pre-picked.
That'd be funny.
Sega wants us to do Hell's Kitchen or some shit on this podcast. Blaze of Diamonds, $10. 16 right now, trying to get in shape, but I have no ride to get me to the gym consistently. Just trying to get in shape and get going to law enforcement. What can I do to plan for success at this age? Go ahead and get some home gym equipment, my friend.
Push-ups.
Get some dumbbells and push-ups, air squats, etc. The Rational Male, $5, goes, women don't want a man to cheat, but they love a man who could cheat. Facts. Absolutely.
You need the option too. Yeah.
All right. With that said, I think
the girls are here.
The girls are here, guys.
So we got to show some girls coming out right now. Call it, Chris.
10 and 15.
Cool.
All right, cool. All right, guys. We'll be back in a little bit. Love y'all. Like the video. Subscribe to the channel. Share this with a friend that's a fucking simp that needs to hear these tough words. We'll catch you guys on the next one.
Peace. I ran so far.